Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Listeners, part two of my interview with Tess Brzezinski, where we talk about her plans to go off to the Peace Corps after graduation from Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan, as an environmental studies major. Welcome to the show, Tess Brzezinski.
Hi, Jackie. I'm glad to be here. I will be graduating next fall, and I am working on my application for the Peace Corps.
Oh, you are?
Yes, it's something I've always wanted to do, and I feel if I don't do it, you know, right now in my life, I don't think I ever will, and I don't want to, you know, come 10 years and think back, oh, you know, I wish I would have done that. So it's a 27-month commitment, and I thought about it for a long time, and I think I'm ready for it.
Cool. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably, I do know that U of M actually has a huge percentage of alumni that do go back in their older years and join the Peace Corps. There's a pretty large amount of people from UMT is where I graduated from, the University of Montana in Missoula. But but I think it's probably easier to go right now out of college. So good for you.
Yeah, well, I did not know that there was a high count for people going back, you know, later in their life. That's good to know.
Just specifically from my university that I happen to know, because, you know, we get like, you know, you get like your alumni newsletter and magazine and stuff. And just,
yeah.
I remember reading that and thinking they were talking about how, you know, it's nice to have so many members, you know, volunteer a lot of hours for something like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to go into the Peace Corps out of high school, and I was so disappointed that you couldn't join the Peace Corps out of high school. And I kind of got like in an argument with a friend of mine. She had been in the Peace Corps, and she's like, oh, when you're out of high school, you're not ready. And I'm like, now, wait a minute. You're telling me that our government can train people to go to war, but you can't train people to go to a country and do Peace Corps activities? And I think just part of it is, she's like, but yeah, but you're going to be sent to this, you know, strange country, and you're going to be all by yourself. It's not like in the Army where you go with a, you know, you have all this training, you go with the big troops. And I thought, well, then that's just you know, management problem that they're having. You know, they need to maybe have people go to more, you know, go to less areas and have more people go together and have some kind of intensive training, because it just doesn't make, I know they say that they want you to have a college degree because you can bring more skills, but it just seems to me that it would be better for our planet if we have more people joining the Peace Corps than the Army.
I agree. And that's really funny you say that, because I actually applied right out of high school, and I was so disappointed when I got the rejection letter. You know, I hadn't known either that you needed a degree, and I heard that it was so because so many people are applying, you know, to go. Oh. So I think they were, you know, trying to keep the standards, you know, higher, because it's just such, it's growing, you know, so much. People are just getting interested in it, which is great.
That is great to hear.
I had no idea. I applied, and, you know, I didn't have much experience, but it was something I really wanted to do, so.
But isn't that why you want to join the Peace Corps, is to get that experience? I don't know. I still just have the hardest time. I'm like, you can train somebody to go to boot camp for 3 weeks, and you can't train someone to go volunteer to join the Peace. Like, I don't know. I agree.
I am right there with you. I think the same way, you know.
Especially, what was I was watching An Officer and a Gentleman yesterday, just like part of it for like a few minutes, and watching what they were doing to train. I'm like, well, you know, this is the kind of thing you need to do. Like, they were, you know, getting ready to go into the, I don't know, the flight thing simulator where they're going to go down into the swimming pool and flip upside down. And the one guy, like, you know, almost drowns trying to get his seatbelt off. And I'm like, you know,
if you can do
this kind of intense training to, you know, join the Air Force or whatever, you know, it's officer training school or whatever. I was like, that's the kind of training you need. And then if you put people in a situation like that and you send them off in a group somewhere, they're going to get more done anyway than just sending, you know, one person who maybe has a college degree to one little area with, you know, I think maybe their success, I don't know. I mean, certainly I have no experience, and maybe, you know, the model that they're going with is working, but It's just the way my brain works. I don't really understand war movies. They just, the whole concept's kind of we have more bullets than you do, so we win. We spend more money on, you know, that kind of thing, so we win. It makes no sense.
I know. It's very bizarre. I agree. I hear what you're saying, definitely.
I'm actually not going to shut the recording off because because I might put a little special thing if listeners want to listen a little more. Do you want to tell us a little more about, like, do you have a country that you want to go visit? And do you have some places picked out? And like, what, do you have a project you want to work on? Or what are you going to, what's your plans for the Peace Corps? If you don't want me to record this, I can turn it off. But if you do, I think.
It's fine. I'm open to talk about it. And whoever wants to hear, that's totally okay with me. So, while signing up for the Peace Corps, there are different areas of expertise, and two of them that I'm obviously interested in is the environmental aspect of the Peace Corps as well as agricultural. So I'm open to both of those, because, you know, that's where, you know, my field of studies is in, and certain areas, that I've been interested in be Benin in South Africa and then Nepal. So I think I would like to get far out there and just be completely, you know, absorbed in a new culture and like just see parts of the world and just connect with people that I never thought, you know, I could connect with. So, yeah, I'd like to work in that environmental field or the agricultural area and helping people in developing countries learn to grow efficiently and, you know, be able to have access to knowledge on growing and being sustainable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like growing own crops and clean water and stuff like that.
So, do you want to tell us a little bit about how the process, like, so you said you're in the middle of, did you say you had already applied or you're in the middle of an application? Is it a long application? Do you have to have, like, references from professors? Like, what does it take to get to go to the Peace Corps these days?
Well, yeah, I am working on it. You know, you have to, you write, you know, like, a page or so, like just about, you know, why you want to go into, you know, it's good to have references as well. You know, they kind of, if you talk to an advisor, he'll, you know, or he or she will kind of steer you in the right direction, give you kind of an example of how the resume, you know, your resume or application should look. And I'm, you know, not rushing because I mean, I'm going to graduate in a year. They say to apply apply a year, 9 months to a year before you want to go. Okay. So if I wanted to leave on a project next fall around this time, this is, you know, when I would send it in. And I graduate in the fall, and I think I would like a little bit more time to kind of, you know, spend with family and friends before I take off. So that is if I get accepted, which I am praying and crossing my fingers.
Well, we'll send special thoughts and prayers out there for you that you get to go.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of people applying these days. That's good to hear. You know, I think you millennials are like the generation that really rocks. It just, the more millennials I hear, they just seem so socially minded and so environmentally conscious, and they really like mixing that with business and caring about our planet and the future. And I just think that's, it's nice to see.
It definitely is. It's wonderful to see people taking the initiative and becoming, you know, environmentally conscious and, you know, reminding each other, you know, because it can't keep going on this way. It's about time.
Yeah. There was a big thing on, I don't know if it was Good Morning America or the Today Show or something this morning about Glacier Park and how the glaciers are melting. And if people want to come to see the park because of climate change, you know, how fast and rapidly it's going. And that's just right in our backyard. I mean, right over the hill practically. And so it's crazy how fast they're seeing. And then Bill McKibben, do you know who Bill McKibben is from 350.org?
Oh no.
He's one of the biggest leaders in the environmental movement today. And they had last September, just right about this time, September 21st, they had a huge march in New York City. Like 400,000 people gathered in New York City and marched to raise awareness for the environment. Ban Ki-moon, actually, the Secretary General of the United Nations, kind of called for this big green movement, and Bill McKibben took it on with his group 350.org, and they're really, and actually the thing he was talking about on the news yesterday was their divestment movement that has just taken off in the last 4 years, and how many colleges is really where it's starting, are divesting their funds from the fossil fuel industry, and that's really making a huge difference in protecting our environment, is getting cities. But mostly it's starting on college campuses and getting colleges, because like California just made an announcement. I guess that's why he was on the news like 4 days ago. California made an announcement, like UC, you know, like all the big universities of California, plus like, is it UC Berkeley and others, like it's multi-billion dollar investment. And they said they're not going to invest any more of their funds in fossil fuels. And I guess that's what that's a lot of what pays for the universities and keeps the university systems going, is they apparently have these money in stocks and things, and they're really pulling out of the, you know, fossil fuel type of industry and trying to support other stocks, I guess, is how it all works. So, yeah.
Wow. That is great to know.
Yeah. So that's kind of good that they're finally, I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of been weird because, like, you know, Obama just went up to the Arctic and said, all right, we need to pay attention to climate change. And at the same day, he, like, I guess, allowed Shell to go ahead and drill up there anyway. So I don't know. Like,
seriously.
Saying one thing, but letting another thing happen, and just
very hypocritical.
Kind of, I don't really know how it all works, but overall, it seems like things are much more hopeful, and people are paying attention, and the dollars is kind of very grassroots organizations coming together, people standing together. And yeah, I was really surprised the media really didn't do a very good job of covering all those people marching in New York City, because they certainly shut down a lot of streets, and it was a giant, just huge, you know, the biggest march that there's been, certainly for the environment.
I was not even aware of that. So that is 350.org.
Mm-hmm. 350.org. It's 350.org because 350 parts per million is the amount of carbon dioxide we can have in the atmosphere to sustain life that we know right now. And actually, we broke 350 back, I think, December 2013, and we're well over 400, if not over 450. And that's what's making the temperature rise. Like, we've
climate change,
raised
yeah.
it a degree, and we really can't afford to go 2 degrees, and we're headed that way, and we really, yeah, and this is the problem. The media is just not paying attention to these basic facts and not explaining. Like, people think, oh, what's 1 degree, what's 2 degrees, but it's huge.
It's very huge.
The temperature of our whole planet a whole degree is huge. We cannot raise the temperature 3, 4, 5 degrees and survive on our planet. You know, we won't have, certainly not the planet we have today. People think, what difference does it make? It means you're not going to have maple trees producing maple sugar, maple syrup in Vermont. It means you're not going to have simple things. You know, apples aren't going to be able to grow where apples have grown. You know, different things are not going to be able to grow. You're not going to, and, you know, some people are like, oh, I don't like the cold. I don't care. You do care. It's going to change the face of our environment, and we might not be able to. I mean, some people say that there's already kids born that are not going to, we're not going to have a planet for it. I don't, you know, and I don't know. I mean, nobody can really say, but if we keep going at this pace. But on a positive note, there's people like you out there test changing the world, and and Bill McKibben making changes. So, all right.
Yeah,
we're going
I'm
for a record.
To,
longest
yes.
interview ever.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay. Well, I am so happy that we did this.
I am too.
I'm so thankful of Jamie for...
me too. She's been a great source. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. Good luck with everything. You're just an amazing
woman.
Thank you
so much.
I see a great future for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I do.
Thank you for listening to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'd like to encourage you to check out our website, organicgardenerpodcast.com. That's just organicgardenerpodcast.com. And you'll see the links to everything that we've talked about today in the show notes page and all the other episodes there. You can easily search for people by name. You can download our ebook on organic gardening basics and subscribe to our newsletter for updates and just different things that are going on. Thanks for listening, and remember to grow.